We're on recording 9/11. Good morning. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case HI-23-001 regarding Mr. Kent Dean. The time is now 9:11 a.m. on October 27th, 2022. My name is Daniel Carthel. I am not the original investigator, but filling in to assist Ms. Caitlin Crawford. Before we get started, I'd like to have all attendees today introduce themselves, their title, and their purpose. We'll go ahead and start with board staff. Again, I'm Daniel Carthel.
Orlene Laura, Enforcement Manager.
Thank you. Ms. Crawford?
Hello, I'm Caitlin Crawford, the assigned investigator to this case.
Thank you. Ms. Ray?
Penny Ray, Assistant Attorney General.
Thank you. And then our EAC members.
Peter Leeds, Home Inspector, Enforcement Advisory Committee member.
Thank you. Mr. Timpani?
Mark Timpani, Home Inspector.
And Mr. Skaggs?
Roger Skaggs, President, Arizona Ashi, EAC committee member, as well as the Home Inspector's Rules and Standards Committee member.
Thank you. And then our respondent?
Kent Dean, Home Inspector.
Thank you. And Ledgers?
Lisa Williams. Don't know what else to say.
That's all right. And you, sir? Thank you. All right. So a few members before we move forward with the meeting. This meeting is being auto-recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. All speakers will need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please be sure to announce yourself so that it is clear who is speaking. This ends up being important so that when we go back to the recording, we can tell who said what. To avoid disruptions, I would like to ask everyone to turn your cell phones either off or place them on silent mode. An EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. The purpose of the meeting is to gather information, review evidence, and conduct interviews so that the EAC committee can make recommendations to the board regarding whether or not a violation of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. The recommendations resulting from this meeting are not the final outcome of the matter. We ask that all parties conduct themselves in a professional manner. The EAC meeting is convened to review allegations received through a complaint on July 5th, 2022, related to a home inspection at 52873 West Sunbake in Maricopa, Arizona on May 24th of 2022. This EAC meeting will also review any additional findings from the case assessments. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during this case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. All committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the board through an EAC report prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in this case based upon the material that was provided. At this time, I'll ask the committee members if they have done so and are comfortable serving on this committee without any conflicts with a respondent or a ledger. For the record, I will call each committee member by name. And then if you can signify yes or no as to whether you're comfortable moving forward without any conflicts. Mr. Leeds?
Yes, I am familiar with the case.
Thank you. Mr. Skaggs?
Yes, I'm familiar. I've reviewed the documents that were sent to me.
Thank you. And Mr. Timpani?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Fact-finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during the executive session may not discuss the dialogue from executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is complete. During executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations from the meeting brief. Interviews will be conducted starting with a ledger, respondent, and then any witnesses. During the interview of respondent, committee members will ask specific questions regarding the items listed in the EAC meeting brief that were identified during the assessment process. The committee will note their position for each item and only conduct deliberations on each item after the interviews have been conducted. Any party here in person not being interviewed will need to wait in the lobby. You will be called when it is your time for your interview. At this time, I would like to ask for a motion to enter an executive session.
I'll make that motion, Mr. Chairman. Peter Leeds.
Thank you. Can I get a second?
I second Mark Campani.
Thank you. And then a roll call vote to move into executive session. Mr. Leeds?
Yes.
Mr. Skaggs?
Yes.
And Mr. Timpani?
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes. So as we move into executive session, we'll start with a ledger so that you two can say you're both homeowners for the same home? Okay, so we can have you both in at the same time. Mr. Dean, I'll have to have you wait in the lobby for your turn.
Yep.
And then we'll switch out when we turn around. I'm going to end this recording for open session at 9:17.